Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our story today comes out of Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, and a suspect, he had died last Thursday after shooting himself while he was in a police cruiser on his way down to the jail. Now, this is according to the Pleasant Prairie Police Department. And that's something that you have to really worry about, ladies and gentlemen. How do you commit suicide with a gun in the back of a police cruiser? But anyway, yeah, last Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this guy shot himself while he was in the back of the police cruiser. And the officer who arrested the man, who was accused, listen to this, who was accused of a weapons-related offense. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me say it. This guy is being arrested for a weapons defense, but yet he gets a weapon inside of the police cruiser. Now, this is going to bring on several questions, and I already know what they are, and we're going to get to those. But I want you to hear this news article from News Channel 15. And y'all, please tell me what you guys think of how this guy got a gun inside a police cruiser.
Over in Pleasant Prairie, a suspect died after shooting himself in the back of a police cruiser using a gun officers didn't realize he had. The police department says the man was arrested on a weapons-related offense and put into the back of a cruiser. They say they did search him before but didn't find the gun. While taking him to jail, the officers heard a gunshot in the back seat. His name has not been released.
Okay, now, his name hasn't been released yet. And they didn't give a description of the guy. Okay, I can tell you why those things didn't happen. First of all, he was a white man. And I know y'all gonna say, Teddy G, how did you come to that knowledge that you believe that he's a white suspect? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's no way in heaven or hell that a black man would not have been searched thoroughly. And when I mean thoroughly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about they putting on the gloves, they're checking under his hat, if he's wearing one, they're gonna check down in his, not just his pockets, but they're gonna move his underwears around, they're gonna grab his genitals, they're gonna do everything that they do. They're gonna make him remove his shoes, check his shoes, his socks, the bottom of his foot. This is the type of search that we go through when we're being arrested for anything. Now this guy, you gotta remind you, he's being arrested for a weapons violation. Okay? Now, if a black man was being arrested for a weapons violation, believe me, he would have been searched head to toe. And I'll tell you another reason why I know that this was a white man. Because that, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, he had to be handcuffed in the front. Now, this is just my opinion. But there ain't no way you're going to be able to shoot yourself to make a fatal wound if you're handcuffed in the back. Like we know a black man would have been. And the cuffs would have been so tight, he would have been barely able to move. But this guy was able to move around and and retrieved the pistol from wherever he had it at, and was able to deliver a one fatal wound to himself, which was probably in the head, or, you know, under the chin, or directly to his heart. So that tells you, ladies and gentlemen, that he had to be handcuffed in the front. And we know we don't get that type of privilege. And when I do a follow-up on this story and give you more receipts, then you're going to see, oh my God, that's right. Teddy G told us about that. And he definitely was right. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm right. I guarantee you that this was not a black man, because we don't get that type of treatment and we don't get that type of comfort when we're being hauled off to county jail. They probably told this guy, empty out your pockets, take everything out. And when he did, they patted his pockets and said, okay, he's got everything out of his pocket. I bet you any amount of money, that was the extent of his search. And I, like I said before, when I do a follow-up on this story, I guarantee you that everything that I tell you is true. And they're doing, the county sheriff is doing an investigation on this suicide, because when something like that happens, it has to be investigated by a outside entity. Okay, in this case, I believe it's the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. What we're going to find out. I could be wrong about that. Okay, yeah, I was wrong. In this news article, it says the suspect death is being investigated by the Racine County Sheriff Office, as a state law requires such an incident to be handled by an outside agency. So yeah, it's not Kenosha, it is Racine. I think he was being transported to the Kenosha County Jail. But anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and I guarantee you I'm going to follow up on the story and get confirmation to the things that I already know to be true. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always, please do your social distancing, because we're still living in a new world. I know don't nobody want to think so. Everybody want to go back to normal, but trust me, we don't live in normal times anymore. So take care of yourself, right? Take care of your immune system. All right, until next time, please have a safe and a blessed day. And as I tell y'all always at the end of every show, I love you guys. And loving you guys is my food. And Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of my life. Peace, love, and soul.